LaVell Crawford's going to be at the Allstate Time doing a family reunion. Chrisette Michelle is going to be there, too. Jill Scott, Elle DeBarge, is going to be live. All right, before we get back to LaVell, let's do the contest, the easiest contest ever. Allstate Celebrity Family Trivia Contest. But first of all, congratulations to yesterday's winner, Timothy Patterson of Philadelphia. Timothy Patterson of Philadelphia, you and your family of four are going to the Allstate Time doing a family reunion, courtesy of Allstate. All you have to do to win is answer this really easy celebrity family trivia question.
It's so easy that you guys can answer, but don't.
Okay.
The hit film, Best Man Holiday, was directed by Malcolm Lee, cousin to which famous director? A, Tyler Perry, B, Lee Daniels, or C, Spike Lee?
Let me see.
I know.
It's fun and easy to win. Go to blackamericanweb.com and enter the Celebrity Family Trivia Contest. All the details
Kimora Lee.
It's on blackamericaweb.com. LaVell. Hey, LaVell, now, I know you've lost a lot of weight. Yeah. I get lots of text messages from appearances and people saying, you look so good. How much have you lost?
I lost about 120 pounds.
Wow. 120
wow.
pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, congrats.
LaVell, do you do cheat days?
I may have a sweet tea every once in a while, but you know.
A sweet tea is your cheat day?
Yeah, that's your cheat day. What was your main food, LaVell? What was the
lemon pepper wings, and my main restaurant was Fogo de Chao.
The continuous meat.
Yeah. I love Fogo de Chao, boy. My they didn't get you them little coasters that turn green or red. You can mm-hmm. flip it over. Mine stayed green the whole time, like 4 or 5 traffic. Keep
four
it going.
Five traffic.
I kill another cow because I'm gonna be here a while. I'm gonna get my money's worth, but I can't even go there no more.
LaVell, you know, we eat a lot at the family reunion. We have chicken and waffles on the very first night.
Yeah, but I could come and watch.
Are you ever tempted like doing that, going somewhere with some other folks and seeing them eat what you used to?
No, not really. I mean, some things I just can't even eat anymore, though. You know, it's just some things I can't even eat. So, I mean, I eat what I want, but I mean, it's just such small portions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't worry about it too much.
LaVell?
Yo.
Because I know about moderation, but the burning question is, how's your sex life? Has it increased your desire because you've lost 120 pounds? Or?
Well, like I said, mine's always been there, but my wife's done went up because I look better to her. I look sexier to her because I was always horny, but you know, you had to weigh it up, you know, orgasm or suffocation, you know. I mean, she loved me, but she didn't want to die, you know, laying under me until she tell the paramedics come and have to survive on corn chips in my chest hair.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I mean, you know, cause, you know, it's a lot of big horny people out there. They sex drive there. It's just people got to weigh it up if they want to go into that all that cushion for the pushing.
And what made you make this big change in your life?
I think it was about that time. Plus, I got a 5-year-old, and you know, I just didn't want to, you know, I ain't want to die on him. It's one thing running off on him, you know, at least he can come find me. But when you die, all he got is a tombstone.
At least he could come find you.
Right, right.
If you run off on him.
Right, and it was hard going to his little school and his little kids, you know, picking on me all the time. Them kids harsh, you know, they harsh. It was hard. He's big, and my son had to defend me and everything. And I felt bad for him because he was beating the hell out of that little girl. And I said, "Let her live, son. Let her live." I think she done learned her lesson. He choking her out, putting her in the arm bar, and everything. I was like, "Oh my God." She deserved it, but let her live.
You and Oh, my God.
So you're,
one thing to run off. At least he can come find you, but when you die.
Yeah, well, you died, Tom. It's rough. They can't have no seances and talk to Black Daddy. Black Daddy never come to the seance. Oh. You know? Black Daddy be like, Daddy, show yourself. Daddy can't come to the phone right now. He got an answer service for his seance. He got an answer service. Daddy, when you get in, please come down here by these candles so I can ask you some touching questions.
Some touching questions.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you want to live because black folks don't never leave their kids no will or nothing. You know, you don't never leave. They always fighting over his work boots, the chain he left in the dresser drawer. I want to get some insurance. You know, you can't. You know, because when you try to get some life insurance, they kill you. They don't want you to die before they. They don't want you to really get that money. You know, as soon as you get the policy, then you die. Then they got to pay out $250,000. So they come and check your blood and everything. And I was living fine. You know, I was taking my diabetes medicine with Kool Aid. You know. I was yeah, I was not that bad. I was, you know.
Well, you gotta feel better, don't you feel better?
I feel very good. I feel very good, Jay. I've been trying to start fights and everything. I go up steps now. You know, I used to be scared of steps. Steps was like a nightmare, man. I'm going up three or four steps a day now. You know, 3 or 4 steps a day.
Is it tough on
you
the
got
road?
One of those things?
Is it tough being out there on the road though? Because you know you're away from your routine, or you have a routine on the road because you're. What, in Jersey on Sunday for Father's Day, and then you start your tour next week with Don?
Yeah, I got Whole Foods, man. Whole Foods is everywhere.
Oh, good.
And you think about it. I've been big a long time. I know I done had some of the best food in the world. I done had some of the, you know, hell, I could do chop myself. All the recipes I know about, you know.
You can do chopped.
I could be on chop myself and win. I could win. Give me an onion, peanut butter, and just a half a loaf of bread. I'll make you the best souffle you ever had in your life. But the thing about it, you know, after a while, you know, you got to weigh it up. You know, the country eating bad. You know what I'm saying? The country eating bad. I mean, come on, man. Because me and my wife. Man, I'm fried and sugar dosed. I mean, you eat your sugar, you drink your sugar, and then you sit up there and say, you know what, I ain't getting enough sugar, you know, and then you back to eating more. So it's just after a while, you got to start weighing it up. What you want to do? You know, people out here with bad getting new knees and new hips, and you know, it's after a while you just like, man, I gotta do something. I'm too young. I want to be a billionaire. I ain't gonna die being fat. People like they proud of me, and then other people like, but I liked you fat too. Yeah, whatever. But if I'd have died, they'd be like, I knew that was gonna happen. How'd he die? What was he eating? Gravy out the bowl? Was he drinking it?
Lavelle Sunday. In New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey at the NJ Pack Center, the New Jersey Performing Arts Center on Sunday. I'm in Palm Beach Improv this week, Thursday through Saturday. We out here doing it, man, being funny, bringing the funny for fun.
All right, Lavelle, and you're coming to the family.
And we're doing Louisville and Cincinnati next week. We in Louisville and Cincinnati, so we everywhere, Tom. You know I'm out here hustling.
I
got to pay these bills. I got 24 big money. I had to pay extra money for summer camp. My son going to a summer camp with Jesus.
That's expensive.
Yeah, Baptist summer camp. I said, man, they pray, and you got to pay for that. Yep. You got to have money for offering and lunch.
Well, I wish you could stay because I know you want to be around for the next segment because we're talking to Bobby Brown about his new
man,
book.
Hey, you, as Bobby Brown, I just got his book for Amazon for my wife. And I want Bobby a fan. Just tell him Lavelle Crawford need him to sign that book for him.
All right, I will.
And tell him don't put all the business on the street. We reading that book. I started re-looking at Bobby Brown like, dang. Every little step you take, you should have slowed down. Took all the steps.
Lavelle.